Hello, it's Wednesday, April the 28th, and we are in the 10th chapter of Isaiah, beginning at verse 5 through to the end of the chapter. It's a fairly lengthy reading today, and this is God's judgment, as we saw yesterday. This is God's judgment on Israel and the collapse eventually of the city, the capital city of Samaria. And it is the middle of the 8th century BC. Assyria begins its dominance roughly 745 BC and would continue all the way through to 681 BC. So 50, 60 years of just sheer dominance, with leaders like Tiglath-Pileser III and Shalmaneser V and Sargon II and eventually Sennacherib, and all of these figures appear in scripture. They are rulers of massively powerful potentates, the kingdom, the force that is Assyria. Perhaps historians suggest one of the most powerful military forces in the ancient world. And here there is a warning to Assyria, so that Judah in the south can hear this, because Assyria is coming for them too, and if it hadn't been for the intervention of God, Jerusalem would most certainly have fallen. God punishes their arrogance. Verse 9, is not Calno like Carchemish? Is not Hamath like Arpad? Is not Samaria like Damascus? They are talking about previous conquests of previous kingdoms, and now their eyes are on Israel and the great cities of Israel in the north, including its capital, Samaria. If they'd conquered Damascus in the past, what was Samaria to them? And finally, you'll read in verses 33 and 34 of the destruction of Assyria. That would be 60 years into the future. And Judah will come within an inch of its life as far as Assyria is concerned. What accounts for this? Read the section from verses 20 through 27. God is preserving his people. That is always God's plan. On the stage of world history today, on the stage of American history today, they may plan and plot and connive, but God has another purpose. He is building his church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. The message of Isaiah chapter 10 is as relevant to us 2,700 years later as it was in Isaiah's day. Well, tomorrow we'll be in chapter 11, another messianic prophecy coming from the evangelical prophet, that is Isaiah. Have a wonderful day.